The more so like this. Omar Rabba, Rabba says that Omar Rabba, that Hiksha Odom Kosher, Shul Kosher Kabazel, that a strong person, as strong as metal, asked this question. Oman Rav Sheshis. And it was Rav Sheshis. But now Rabba says to Rabba that my Kasha, what's the big question over here? Dilma may be like this. Maybe the Shach and our missionary is that true. Isorin Le Mekadish. The measuring cup itself that you measured off Isorin, the flower, was not in this Kaddish. Therefore, the flower does not have a Kedusha Saguf. Therefore, you're allowed to knead it and form it outside the Azorah. But Tano Mekadish. It could be that when you put it into the oven, when you bake it in the oven is a Klisharis. The oven is Mekadish Delechem. Therefore, the Tanakam holds the Yafiyah has to be done with Nim, because if you do it outside, there'll be a Psul Yetzi on it. So what's the big kasha on the Tanakama? Samar says true. El Aravi E Kasha, if you have a question, how kasha, this should be the question. But it says what the Tanakama holds, the Afriyosan Bifnim, that the baking of the lechem has to be done inside. Alma, what do you see? Tana Makadish, that the Tana is Makadishit. Therefore the Afriyah has to be done inside. And Vien Doiches the Shabbos, it's not Doiches the Shabbos, the Tanakama says. So therefore, the Kuru, when do you have to bake it? You have to bake it Friday. If Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, you have to bake it Friday. Well, then every lechem upon him has to be baked on Friday. So the question is, if the Tanner is Mekadosh, it has a Kedusha Saguf, and you're only going to use it first the next day on Shabbos, and so if the Labelina, it should become a Psul. You leave it overnight, Friday night, Shabbos for night, leave it overnight. By the time you use it the next day, there should be a Psulina on it. If you have to bake it Erev Shabbos, and the Tanner is Mekadosh, so if you first use it on Shabbos, there'll be a Psulina. So on this, the Gemara says, "Oh my Rava, that Hiksha Adam Kosher Shukosher Kabazel, a strong person, as strong as iron." Yes, this question is a very big question. Omani, who was it, Rav Sheshis? And on this, no, Amar Rav Ashi says back, "My Kusha, what's the big kasha of Rav Sheshis? Dilma, maybe my Bifnim, but Mokum's reason. You know what the Tanakhama says, that you have to bake it Bifnim inside. Maybe there's not Mamishmin inside the Azor, as if they say that the Tanner is Mekadishit, but rather, it's only the Mokum's reason. It has to be done in a place where the Azor, they're very careful to make sure it does not become Chometz. That's all it means to say. But Mokum with the Kahanim are. Rashi says, V'lei bi Azor Mamish, not Mamish in the Azor, Ela b'chut yofo Kahanim's reason shlo yachmetz. So therefore, it's not Doicha Shabbos. You can bake it on Erev Shabbos. It doesn't have Kedusha Saguf yet. And therefore, there's no Psul Yetzei. The Gemara says, "V'hod Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi's teretz Berusi is a mistake. It's not a good teretz. Why? Because Manushach. Well, in other words, let's see. E Afiyah, meaning the reason. If you tell me now, b'shas you bake it. What it means, b'fnim, just means the Mokum's reason with kana mavir to watch the shnaf become chometz. If so, then lisha v'aricha nami binim's reason. The churuadim b'shas you need it or form it also. You have to be careful. It shouldn't become chometz." Savad, it should have been Bifnim also, but doesn't really mean Bifnim. All the Mishnah means, it just means Be'inim's reason, Kanam have to be around there. So even Bishas, you need it, also you have to have Kanam around there. Ve'elamai v'ilisha v'aricha le'Be'inim's reason. Elamai, does not Badafka have to be done in a place where there is reason with the Kanam, like whoever does it is also careful enough to make sure it doesn't become Chometz. If so, then Afiyanami le'Be'inim's reason. Then Uadim Bishas, when you bake it, also does not have to be done around Kanam. Whoever's Isaac in it is also careful to make sure it doesn't become chometz. Therefore, there shouldn't be an afkamina why dafka the afi has to be done with nim and not the lish of ericha. Elamai lechurtz mashma clearly that yes, the afi has to be done inside the azarim and not the ericha. That's the question. If the afi is mekadeshit, then how could you say it's not the Shabbos? If you bake it on Friday, there should be a psulina to use it on Shabbos. Somewhere it says, "El the Ravashi Brusi." Ravashi's teretz is a mistake. That's not a good teretz. And Tosafot says, "What you have to answer is for Tavra Misha Shanazu or Shanazu and Echlam. The two things are a stira together." And whoever says Taka that's not Doicha Shabbos does not hold that the Tanner has to be done Bifnim, has to be Mekadoshit. And if you hold it has to be done Bifnim, that the Tanner is Mekadoshit, then you it comes out on Shabbos. You have a hetah to bake it on Shabbos Bechruch, because otherwise there'll be a psulina. That we say here, it's not Doicha Shabbos, and that it's done, and that Alfiyah should be done in the Pnim, that's a stira, that Tavra can't be together, can't hold both halachas. Then the Mishnah says, Reb Yudhuayna, call my same of Pnim. Reb Yudhuayna knows everything has to be done inside, both the Lisha and the Afiyah. So Amar Rabbi Avua Ba'akana, Ushnei Mikrecha Dosha, both of them dash in one pasuk. It says, a pasuk in Shmuel Avla says, V'udera Choyl. Again, the pasuk says, "V'hu derechol" was a normal manner. The aski ayim yiktash bekli, even though today it became kodesh in a kli. So Mora says that askechinu. That again, Mora says, "Rabbi Yehuda holds bachol askechinu. They found it bechol in the weekday. To kofle they baked in the weekday. Is omlu v'setim derechol kafisalei? Did you bake it chol?" So Rashi says it means that David HaMelech found them on Erev Shabbos. Bechol means Erev Shabbos Rechino David Lekanem Dekofele. Lekanem were baking on Friday. So Derechol Kafis Kleimar Bechol Kafis Le Bitzmiya Avki Ayoy Mekadosh Bekli Hatan of Yisle Lemochob Lino Al Matana Mekadosh V'Deiche Shabbos. In other words, David HaMelech was asking them a question. How come you bake it today on Friday? The chur, if you bake it today, the time is going to be mekadeshit, and it'll have it still lina. So therefore, you rather should be doicha Shabbos, bake it on Shabbos. So that's the raya to say that the tanner is mekadeshit, and you're supposed to do it inside lefanim. That's a beauty shita that kol ma'aseh mezdam lefanim. Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah that says everything could be done outside. Rabbi Shimon Savar, b'Shabbos askechinu, the kofle. David HaMelech found him on Shabbos baking the lechem upon him. Amulhu leiderechol b'isal mevdu. How come you're baking it on Shabbos? Why didn't you bake it yesterday on Friday? Midi tana mekadosh. That is it. The tana that's mekadosh the lechem. No, shulchanu the mekadosh. It's the shulchan that was mekadosh the lechem. So that's Rabbi Shimon Shit that holds that the Tana was not Mekadosh the Lechem. Therefore, the Tana could be done outside the Azari, could bake it even on Friday, because there's no psul, Lina, has not become Kaddish, so you put it on the Shulchan tomorrow. That's the Machlokes from Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, how did David answer them there, to be allowed to bake it on Friday or not? The Mora says, Umi Motz Namrit, is it possible to say, Umi Motz Namrit, to be Shas Safri Ashkechinu, that David and Melech found them when they were baking? I will see the pasuk right after that says, it says right away that Vayitain loy hakoyin kodesh. Why? Kilohoyu shom lechem, kiyim lechem haponim hamusom lefnei Hashem. That there was nothing there, only the lechem haponim that was put in front of Hashem. So when this pasuk is mashma, it was all baked already. When David came and asked him for lechem, it was baked already. It's mostly like this. Ela rather, my derecho de komu, what does it mean is a normal manner that he asked him? It was like this. That Horki komu lei. This is what the Kanam answered back to David when David was running away from Shaul, so he had nothing to eat. And he asked him for some food. So he answered him back and said, Lekol lechem kim lechem aponim hamusom lechem Hashem. We have no bread that's chol here. We only have the lechem aponim that's put down lechem Hashem. Omalu. So David said back to him like this. Loi mi boi hai. Not only give me from this lechem upon him now, techivu the nafk lememila. Since there's no more yisemila, since there's hutta for these lechem upon him to be eaten by the kahanim, whenever it's mutta for the kahanim to eat it, there's no yisemila on it. Kivu the nafk lememila derechelu. Therefore, give it to me. Let me eat it also. El afilo heich nami tahayom yikadosh bekli. Even the one that you're mekadosh in the kli today. That doesn't have a hetter for the kind of teeth yet. It has a kedusha zagufa on them. Hopefully, the leichel still you can give it to me teeth, even though there is an istamila on it. Still, David said you'll have to give it to me to let me eat from it. Why? Mesukenu, because at that time David was a mesuken. He was a chayla. Rashi says shachol bumis. Well, tonight we learned mishachos bumis machil noisay at shiur oinov. You'll have to give him teeth, otherwise he may die. The kids said David had a hetter teeth from over here. Rabbi Moses, now Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. If the machloek is not in these psukim, so what is the machloek? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether the taner has to be bifnim, the taner can be bachutz. So Moses says that machloek is b'gemara pligi. It's a machloek in gemara how they makabel from the Rebbe. And they cannot bring it forth. So Tanya says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Liyolim every Rogulim. Rabbi Shimon was always used to say that Shnei Alechem, Lechem upon him, Ksheres Piazor, Ksheres Abes Pagish Mamino. He was rogged with the same means. That's why he was Makabah from his Rebbe. He doesn't have a Pasik this way. It's not a Machlaikis in Psukim. It's a Machlaikis. What else Kabbalah was from his Rebbe? That he was Rogulimer, that the Tana by Stoys is not Makabish to Lechem, and therefore the Tana could be outside, and therefore you're allowed to bake it outside. Any place in Yerushalayim, if you want, you could bake it. Benechnami, according to the view, he holds no, the Tanah is Mekadashit, and therefore he holds the Tanah has to be done in the Panim. All right, we'll stop here.